is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us. He's going to be here at 8:05 this morning. We're going to talk about South Carolina. I had a commitment since we last visited with Tony a couple of weeks ago. He's back from vacation and all that kind of stuff. We'll get to him at 8:05. Tonight, Clemson, Kennesaw State. Looking forward to that. Tigers in their final midweek game. They head down to the Atlanta area. 5:30 pregame show. 6:00 is the first pitch down there. And then they'll jump a plane tonight, head up to Pittsburgh. 6:00 Thursday night, 3:00 Friday afternoon, 1:00 on Saturday this week. So looking forward to Clemson wrapping up the ACC and wrapping up the regular season, getting ready to go down to I'll go to Pittsburgh, get ready to go to the ACC tournament next week. South Carolina and USC Upstate tonight. Baseball polls, Tigers 9th in Baseball America, 8th in D1 baseball, 4th in collegiate baseball, 7th in the coaches poll, 5th in the perfect game, UPI 9th, and USA Today. No, just, my goodness gracious, we need more baseball polls. As far as I'm concerned, 5's not enough. We need more baseball polls. Clemson gets a commitment yesterday, as we told you they would. Taquan Johnson, defensive lineman out of Williamsport, Maryland, chooses Clemson. Also had offers from Alabama and Penn State and Georgia and some big schools there. We'll tell you about him a little bit. NBA last night, in case you didn't stay up late enough to see it, Golden State puts away Houston 119-106. Golden State 1-0 lead in that series. Tonight, Cleveland going to Boston. NHL last night, Las Vegas beats Winnipeg and evens that series at 1. We'll see. Getting back to the Eastern Conference finals tonight. The gambling ban overturned by the Supreme Court, leaving it up to each state to decide about gambling. We'll get into that and what that means here locally. Braves won last night, 6-5, in case you gambled on the Atlanta Braves. Got a story about a Major League Baseball player that might not be let into Canada. Pretty interesting stuff there. And I wanted to get into the Woody McCorvey stuff today, the quotes Woody McCorvey had about Dabo Swinney and about his staying here, going to Alabama at some point in time. We'll get into that in today's show. A lot to do, a long way to go, short time to get there. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the oar that stirs the pot around here, and the producer of Clemson Baseball a little later this afternoon, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Pilot. How are we doing?
Couldn't be better.
I'm happy to hear that, my man.
Good. I got several questions for you.
Go ahead.
And I expect detailed answers.
No.
Can't wait for second segment today.
We're going to talk a little bit of Clemson baseball today.
Good.
And some expectations going forward.
Good.
We'll do a little bit of that.
Looking forward to that. Most important thing I had to ask you, as I asked you the very first question of the day, after we sang a little John Denver around here.
We did.
Take me home. Mm-hmm. We had a...
West Virginia.
we had a very positive conclusion to our dog dilemma yesterday.
Yeah, positive in a sense, I guess.
In a sense.
Well, the dog was claimed. The owner came and got the dog yesterday. The dog had snuck out underneath a hole in the fence, allegedly.
Yeah.
And he came and got her.
Student?
I don't know. I wasn't here. I was just texted and told.
What time?
Broke my heart.
Yeah. What time?
After like an hour and a half after we left.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So she wasn't with that too long.
That's no.
Good. My wife asked him, we were adopting. No, nah, man, he couldn't get away from Zach. Couldn't pry from Zach's cold hands yesterday.
No.
Y'all hit it off, man.
Yeah, we were buds.
You're a dog person.
Yeah, every dog loves me except the one that bit me a couple days ago. Other than that, we're good.
How's the rabies?
Rabies are good. It's it's about gone, so we kicked it and we're good to go.
Have you had the desire to bite anybody else?
No.
So it's not like a vampire type thing?
No. I still enjoy water.
Okay.
I went swimming last night.
Right.
Can talk. My jaw's not locked up.
Good,
so.
Man. Good.
I think we're probably in the clear at this point.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. Question. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, tried not to melt. It was hot yesterday.
I liked it, man.
I hate the heat.
I love that.
And did a little couple things around the house. Made some zucchini bread yesterday.
Oh.
But I forgot to bring you a piece.
That's okay.
And
went on for more banana bread.
Yeah, the bananas aren't quite ripe enough yet.
That's okay.
And went swimming last night. It was great.
Right. And swimming in the lake?
No, we have a pool in the community.
Oh, really?
Just went for a couple laps.
Nice, man. Nice.
What'd you get into yesterday?
Let's see, when I left here, you know, I got a little routine in the mornings I do. I go home, I do dishes, I do some laundry, I clean out the countertops, you know, do stuff around the house to help my wife out, because she's unbelievable. And went to lunch with some friends.
What was the special?
Had yesterday a little Cajun chicken sandwich.
Dang.
Nice, little salad, that was nice. And then I played in our first round of our club match play yesterday. I played against one of my favorite people in the world and had a great time. Gentleman that qualified for the U.S. Open one year.
Hey,
and
no.
Former all-ACC player at the University of South Carolina, won the ACC at South Carolina. Really, truly a gentleman and one of my favorite people in this entire world, Eddie Brown. So that was a great day. Came home and ate dinner with my wife, and we watched a little of The Office last night. Went to bed early. So didn't get to see the Braves win. Didn't get to see the Red Sox lose. Love seeing that. Makes my day there. Celtics are going to lose tonight, and all the Boston teams lose, and everybody says hallelujah. So it's pretty cool. And then I started answering emails and texts and tweets about this Cooter and Pork Rind show.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. I don't know how we stumbled upon that. The original thought was this, and this happened while the dog was on. I don't know how we got into the Cooter and Pork Rind show about how all country shows are the same, and it's another Kenny Chesney song about a beach, and then some prank phone call that they make or whatever on the morning show. Anyway.
We're going to play one of those?
Oh, yeah. We're going to call somebody and ask if their refrigerator's running or whatever. Anyway.
How big an old boy are you?
I ain't scared of whooping man's butt. Anyway. The original thought was, and I asked you this morning, and you didn't know who I was talking about. As I was traveling around the state yesterday or on Sunday, I still heard Casey Kasem's Countdown. And I'm wondering, it's not like the new Countdown.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is.
You've never heard of Casey Kasem?
Or is it a girl?
No, it's a man. And I want to say he's a dead man. Yeah, he's a dead man. Died in 2014. But he did a weekly Countdown show, right? But we still have countdowns. The man's dead, and we're still counting down stuff. Plus, we're counting down stuff, and it's like moving up two spots, police with every breath you take. I don't understand like how you have countdown shows for songs in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Like beach music stations have countdowns. I'm like, wait, we hadn't had a beach music song? Well, we do, but the beach music hadn't been around. How do you have like old-time, like, classic rock Countdown?
I don't know.
Moving up Foreigner with Hot Blooded to number 12 this week. What? Like it used to be based on like record sales, right? Or how many times played on the radio? But how do you do that?
You can keep a different song. I'll keep singing it if you want me to.
Hot Blooded Chicken Sea. The name of that album was. Anyway, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I don't understand with what you're saying. Right. Yeah, no, Twitter was funny. So I pissed off a lot of South Carolina fans yesterday. By accident.
Yeah, tell me what happened there.
I don't know what happened there. Some guy every day tweets at me, and I guess he doesn't follow you or doesn't like you, or he likes me worse. I don't know what punishment this is, but it's not good.
So there's one gentleman,
and he always tags me in this ridiculous stuff. And yeah,
I banned him. I blocked him.
I quote tweeted it yesterday, just to put it out there and let people know what
was the tweet
we talk about. It was about how Clemson fans are obsessed with South Carolina in this rivalry.
Not really.
And I was like, you tag me in this stuff every day. Like, and I just kind of put it out there, and it really took off. There was just a bunch of back and forth between him and other fans, and other South Carolina fans got in, and it really took up most of my evening monitoring that situation.
I figured out this, and this is easy. Like, this is one of these things, do as I say, not as I do, because I can sit here all day long and tell you, hey, man, don't engage in that. You're not going to win.
Sure.
You can't win that.
Yeah.
But yet, I jump right in there.
I, 99 times out of 100, I don't look at it anymore. Yeah. But yesterday just caught me. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I know.
And I just retweeted it. And I responded twice to other stuff because it was somebody else. And then another time because some guy said some stuff that I didn't appreciate. I asked him to apologize.
But you can't win those.
No, you can't win those. And you know what? That's fine. If it's just sports stuff, you can go back and forth. I don't care. I'm just not a fan of the personal attacks that people just go to in those kind of conversations. I'm not a fan.
How about the attacks saying like Tiger Woods does steroids?
Yeah. Rick.
No, Ray.
Ray. There. That's how much that call meant to me. No, I don't think he does steroids, if we're going to be completely honest.
You hadn't heard it before. Anyway.
I haven't.
Yeah,
that got you out of whack.
It did. But I'm in a better mood today, man. I am in an absolutely wonderful mood today. Well, life is good. I can't believe we get to come home and talk about sports today.
How can we get you to be edgy, Mickey, today?
We can call in and I don't know. Say something bad about the Yankees. I don't know.
Talk about gambling being legalized.
Here's a question I asked. We're going to get into this today after segment two.
We can talk about it a little bit in segment two because we have some baseball first that I want to talk about.
I asked a friend of mine yesterday at lunch.
Yeah.
He is a successful businessman.
Successful.
I asked him, I said,
successful.
Let me ask you this, champ. Sport. I said, if gambling became legal in South Carolina?
Which I don't think it's going to, by the way.
I don't either. Or at least not at first.
Did you see, who's running for governor?
Bunch of people.
Who's the woman?
Yeah, she's a gun toter.
Did you see her latest ad?
Yeah, but it's not the worst political ad I've seen.
She loads her revolver and then shoots a snake.
It's not as bad as the impeached Trump thing where the woman, you seen the one about the kid who goes off to college and then she says, and then we found out like, and then they said he is a Trump supporter. And then they basically framed him as a white supremacist and like, talk to your kid. Oh, dude, it's worse. He goes, talk to your kids about the GOP.
There is some crazy ones out there.
Oh, man. This is that guy who runs all these commercials about impeaching Trump all the time. Like he's been
hundreds
of millions
of
dollars trying to impeach him. Anyway, where were we?
How come you're seeing those and I'm seeing the other ones?
Because you're watching CNN and I'm watching. No, the other way around. Yeah. Anyway, what were we just into?
We were going to talk about gambling going into the next.
Oh yeah, segment. Yeah. So I'm talking to a buddy of mine, right?
Because we have many riches.
And I said, if gambling became legal in South Carolina, And like you had to go down to town hall or the library or, I don't know, the local gas station or whatever to place a bet. Because, you know, it's got to be, you know, sanctioned, right? Where you can tax it. Would you go, like, to place a bet? Would you start gambling? I do this all the time. Like, if marijuana is legal, would you do it? If in the state, once if we legalize it, would you, if gambling is legal, would you do it? And his answer was no. And I said, you know why that's the case? He goes, no, I went, because you're intelligent, because you're educated. I'll ask you, Mr. Or 24, Zachor, Tonto, Chakla. If gambling became legal in this state, would you get in your Patriot, drive down to town hall, and fill out a card by giving the Cavaliers a point and a half tonight? I mean, would you be gambling on the Winnipeg and Las Vegas series now? I mean, are you going to gamble?
Probably not.
Right. You know why? Because you're educated.
Because I'm poor.
And you're smart. No. You're educated and you're smart.
I don't have enough money for that.
I will be very clear about this once again. The more you gamble, the more you lose. This is simple. The odds are against you.
Let me be clear. I might not own Vegas, but I would own downtown Clemson's gambling office. I'll tell you right now.
You mean a poor line.
I'll tell you right now.
In our third segment, I will explain what my good friend, Dr. Joel Brawley, a mathematics professor at Clemson, explained to me about gambling and why. And this is an educated man that understands all the statistics involved and says, don't do it. I'll tell you why he says, don't do it. In segment three today. Can't wait for segment two, though. Let's have a little Clemson baseball. Can't wait for that. We got a new starting pitcher tonight. Very first start, I think. Looking forward to that. Engineer Sleep. I'm looking at Engineer Sleep right now. And they got a bunch of cool stuff on here. They've got this thing now that you, a mattress on the go. Like, I'm looking at this thing right now. They've got this thing for a Toyota 4Runner, and they put a mattress in the back of it. It's custom made just for that. You select what year car you got, which is really, really, really cool. And right now they build them for Toyota 4Runners, but they could build them for custom for any car out there. So like in the back of your SUV, you can put a mattress. Now, isn't that awesome? Like for the kids, I think that's really, really, really cool to have mattresses in the back. I wonder why no one's ever done this in the past. Really cool stuff. Get your custom made bed there. Get your unbelievable mattresses there. Get to stuff, the custom stuff for, I don't know, cars and boats I'm looking at a picture right now of the state of Texas mattress. I don't know why you need one of those, but in case you love Texas, you got a bed state shape of Texas. I don't know how to get sheets for that, but get in touch with them. These are great. We have the adjustable bed. That's phenomenal. Do it. All the great products are there. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. We got that 105.5 special still going on. Get that titanium topper for $40. That's crazy. Do that at engineeredsleep.com. Congaree Road over in Greenville. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr, your turn right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Dust up. Kick the dust up with a set of Toyo Open Country MTs from the Pendleton Tire Company. Get that stance you've been looking for with a rough country suspension lift and a set of Fueler XD wheels. Finish off that look with a set of Infab step bars and don't forget the WeatherTech floor liners. Get it all done from the guys who know and love trucks, the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $240 a month and zero down, drive a 2018 Focus SEL with Sync 3 and Sony Audio. Sale priced at just $16,999. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Named the Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner for 2017. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it.
Welcome back. Segment two of hour one, May 15th. We would love to hear from you this morning. We would love it. You can get in touch with us on Twitter now, after the show, tonight, whenever you want to, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Or 24. You can call us here on the Northern Communications phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And of course, if you don't have time for that, you're welcome to text in on our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. Mickey, I'd love to talk a little bit about Clemson baseball. Maybe kind of touch on the Austin Peay series that happened over the weekend. Tigers taking 2 of 3 against Austin Peay, of course. And then maybe previewing a little bit tonight against Kennesaw State, if that's okay with you.
Love to.
That's fantastic. Of course, Clemson takes, as I say, 2 out of 3 against Austin Peay. They lose Friday night's game, win Saturday pretty handily, and then, of course, go to extras on Sunday night, winning an 11 with the Grayson Bird home run. We didn't talk a lot about that yesterday, which is kind of why I want to talk about it today. The walk-off home run from Grayson Bird. Should Clemson have been in that place to begin with?
No.
Going into extra innings?
No.
What part of that game didn't go well for the Tigers? What happened for them to even get in that spot where you're going to 11 innings with 108th? Where were they on the RPI? Something crazy like that.
Yeah, they were right around 100, I think.
100-something Austin Peay there.
Well, Zach, store 24. You got to give Austin Peay a lot of credit. First of all, coming in and winning the first game, I hit some bombs. Like just some rocket
shots. 470 has to be the longest ball hit at Doug Kingsmore this season.
This season, yeah. I'd agree with that. They were 96th now. But you give them credit for some of that stuff. Clemson's, I still don't think people are all in with Clemson. They're a top 10 team right now.
This is exactly right.
They're 39-13.
They are.
Pitch is much better than what anybody would have ever believed.
Very true.
The bullpen especially.
Then why am I sitting here talking about a series that happened 2 days ago now?
I know.
And I'm still nervous about this team going forward.
I get that sense. I think the majority of it is, now don't Davidson and Wilkie are on fire right now.
Davidson and Wilkie can't stop hitting the ball right now.
But, and Beer still's hit 16 home runs, and we've hit 14 home runs.
Williams, did he go over in this series?
Let's just see about that. He went over on Sunday, 0-for-3 on Sunday. I think I'm right by saying that. I had to go back and see. Let's see here. On Friday night, Williams went 0-for-5.
I'm pretty confident.
Three strikeouts.
He went 0-for for the series.
And on Saturday, the game that I went to, he went 0-for-3.
Yeah. A
couple of walks in there.
You can't have your cleanup hitter going 0-for in a series against Austin Peay.
You want the good news or the bad news?
I would like the bad news first because I want to finish on a high note.
The bad news is that at any point in time during any game, Beer can disappear, Williams can disappear. The really bad news is that Cromwell and Wharton have cooled since their hot start.
Significantly.
And that at any point in time, you don't know what you're going to get from Grayson Bird, Jordan Green.
Jordan Green's been good of late, though.
Yes, as late, yeah, no doubt. You don't know what you're going to get from, Jolly got back in there a little bit lately. Sam Hall, I like him. He's athletic. But the point is that when Teodosio was in there, you don't know. First of all, you know, if Meredith is ever going to be healthy again. So, without, production with Cromwell, with Wharton, with, you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad news.
Sure.
The good news is those guys are experienced enough, and it seems like this team is clutch enough. This team is not consistent at the plate, but this team is very clutch at the plate. That when they have to have the big hit, they do get the big hit. Now, they might wait the extra innings to do it, but they are all capable of providing the big hit. They are home run dependent, though, and that's usually not good for postseason. Grayson Bird got 10 home runs this year.
That's my next kind of question with this team. You have this weekday series, or series, we say game against Kennesaw State, down to Kennesaw
State.
Trying to get to 40 tonight. You've only played them one other time. I think it was 2016 or something like that. And you beat them then. You should beat Kennesaw State tonight.
They're 106. They're 25-24 or 106.
You should beat Kennesaw State tonight.
First start.
Matt Clark making his first start. Matt Clark, a lefty out of the pen, usually, who usually only makes one or two batters. He only faces one or two batters.
Right.
So it's interesting to see that they try to stretch him out.
In 15 games, he's pitched 11 and a third innings.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't pitch a lot.
No.
So it's going to be – he's a South Carolina kid, by the way.
Yeah, down at Hilton Head, right?
Yeah. No, Hilton. So that's exciting. But you have this Kennesaw State series, and then – series. I keep saying series. This game, and then you have Pittsburgh this weekend. Four games left. What are the prospects of this team going forward? They're going to host a regional.
Yeah.
They have the ACC tournament. That'll happen as it happens. We can't really control that right now. But going forward, you're going to host a regional, maybe a super regional. Is this a team built for a deep run? Is this a team that we can look at confidently despite what we've watched all season long? Which I say that with, take it with a grain of salt, I guess, because this team is going for their 40th win tonight.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't feel like it.
But it doesn't feel like it. Why is that?
Because they're so inconsistent at the plate.
Then that doesn't bode well for a postseason run here.
This will be a team that we'll look back at and go, oh, yeah, they were hot. They got hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Or we'll go, oh, no. Like in that winning streak at Wake Forest, they scored 7, 4, 9, 9, 14. 9, 12, 10. They put those together. And then every once in a while, they go through slumps where they just can't score at all. I think that's a lot of college baseball. I like this team in the postseason for three good reasons. Actually, four good reasons. You ready?
Can I guess?
Yes.
I like them because Monty Lee's in charge. I trust Monty Lee.
Right, I do too, but I wasn't one of my reasons, but yes.
I think their pitching has been better than people expected.
Exactly. Specifically, the bullpen.
Yes. The bullpen's
and
fantastic.
Bullpens are very important postseason.
Anytime the Spires kid comes in, I'm confident.
Down. Right.
Miller has been unbelievable as of late.
Unbelievable.
And then Gilliam seems to have found his confidence again.
0.86 ERA.
And he's been fantastic.
Yeah. 47 strikeouts in 31 innings.
Is that good?
Yeah.
The other reasons that you're confident in this team, their defense has been great this season.
Exactly.
Yep. You cannot run on this team.
Good point.
Wilkie's got an absolute cannon back
there. That was
right
one of my good point. Only one more reason.
They can hit the long ball?
Nope.
What is it?
Experience.
Okay.
Think about it. Wilkie, what he did last year in the postseason. Davidson, Beer, Williams, Cromwell, Jolly Wharton. These guys, Green, Bird, these guys have played in a bunch of postseason games and been around. And I just think that it's time that this program, this year three, they've hosted two regionals and they hadn't got out of either regional yet.
Sure.
It's time to go ahead and make that next step and get to a super regional or to Omaha. It was either the D1 baseball guy or it was Aaron Fitt maybe, who said this Clemson team reminds him of that Coastal Carolina National Championship team. Not the most talented team, but it's got a little moxie to it. You know, like this team, you get down on them, you get mad at them, and yet, man, they're 39-13, and they come through when you want them to come through.
They've been around all season, and they've done great things.
Yeah.
That they still need, in my eyes, to get hot here at the end of the season.
This team, how about this? This team has only had two bad stretches. Swept at NC State, and they had a four-game losing streak because they lost to Coastal.
Yep.
And then when they lost to Georgia, lost the first two to Miami, had three. Outside of that, they've not lost back-to-back games at any point in time this year. That's pretty good. You basically had two series of back-to-back games. That's it.
Your highest RPI win is Florida State, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Florida, who's 10th in the RPI now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one thing that scares a little bit is that they haven't played great against the better competition. But that's another thing. Dallas Baptist, by the way, up to 29th. That's good for them.
You're going to play better competition in the postseason.
You think so?
In regionals and super regionals especially. That's going to happen.
I mean, you think so, but look, like who? Because it's not their fault that the ACC kind of stunk this year.
No, it's not.
Because, you know, normally, like we said this before, we're normally South Carolina's better than 40th in the RPI. Georgia State's better than 55th. Louisville's better than, 26th?
South Carolina's a better baseball team now than Warren Clemson played them earlier in the season.
That's a good point.
There's no doubt about that.
Miami's better than 59th normally. Wake Forest is better than 65th normally. Virginia's much better than 76th normally.
Sure.
And they missed Duke and North Carolina. Duke in their really good year. And North Carolina's really good. So you can't help that. They'll face better competition late in the ACC, you think. And then in regionals, man, super regionals, yeah, you think. It's an interesting study because, like you said, and I keep getting this thing, like, I don't feel great about this team. But yet they're 39-13.
Kind
of crazy, man.
I don't know.
Going kind of crazy.
It's a curious case study in Clemson baseball.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I'm obviously invested in the team. I do every single game, and I'll do it again tonight. You can hear it on WCCP. You can watch it on ESPN Plus. Are you going to buy that little package that they're offering now? ESPN Plus?
What is that?
It's different from your watch ESPN. It's offering other sports or other broadcasts, and it's just like $4.99 a month.
What do I get on it?
You get other broadcasts. You get you can watch Clemson baseball on ESPN tonight, and you can watch.
I can't watch it on regular ESPN app.
No, I don't think so. So you have to watch ESPN Plus or maybe ACC if they have it on there. I don't know.
My friend Felicia Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Who's married to Doug Livingston, who played here at Clemson, said headed to work in Atlanta this morning, going to watch the Tigers play Kennesaw State tonight.
Nice.
About 10 minutes from her parents' house. She said she agrees it's super frustrating with the inconsistency, but the one thing is that any given day, you get a different hero. And that's a good point. That's one of my points, is that on the days where Beer or Davidson or Williams might not be there, then Grayson Bird does pick him up, or Jordan Green does pick him up. On the days that those guys might not be, any Sam Hall might get the big hit. So I do like that fact that it can be a different hero every single night, because the experience level, that you're not going to keep all nine of these guys down at the same time. And, you know, they're not a super hitting ball club at 255 team batting average, just two guys over 300. But the other thing is that baseball now, batting averages aren't important anymore. On-base slugging become much more important. And, you know, a guy hitting Chris Williams hit 249, but with 14 homers and 51 RBIs, and slugging at a 503 clip is better than somebody hitting 300 but slugging at a 300 clip nowadays, the way the metrics work.
But you talked about this earlier. They're so reliant on that long ball.
Yeah.
You know, they had bases loaded a couple of times against Austin Peay on Sunday.
Yeah.
And couldn't get a base knock because they're trying to murder the ball.
But that's what baseball is now.
I guess.
You watch Major League Baseball?
It's annoying to me to watch sometimes. There's still situational hitting in Major League Baseball. For Clemson baseball this year, there hasn't really been situational
hitting. You sure situational hitting in Major League Baseball?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I read an article the other day that baseball has become awful because there's no more singles. There's no more doubles. That it's all about walks, strikeouts, and homers. And defense has been minimized because the guys don't hit the ball on the ground and hit either fly balls. And, well, the defense is so good that you can't hit it on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you're hitting into shifts. So you try to lift the ball and hit these fly balls, and where it's not really all that important. And these home runs, strikeouts, and walks, that's it.
You got guys going to the plate. Seth Beer comes to mind this past week, and he wasn't prepared to hit. There was a base open.
Right.
Hey, they're going to pitch around him. He threw him four balls. Three of them were strikes, and struck him looking.
Yeah.
Didn't swing the bat once.
That's tough.
You got to be better than that.
That's tough. Yeah, that's a good point. Baseball's changed so much, though. But I am going to choose to believe in this team.
I'm going to be cautiously optimistic with this team, but it's very cautious.
Yeah. JD and Piedmont makes a good point. The shift is hurting baseball. It's part of the mentality change now, home run or nothing. And what people say is, well, just bunt it down the other side or go the other side. Well, we're gonna that's what the defense wants. If you tell me that I'm going to get Seth Beer to try to punch one down the left field line for a base hit, I'll take that all day long.
Still, that's on the hitter.
Yeah, but
if Seth Beer can, in fact, lay a bunt down the third base line, he has a stand-up devil. A stand-up devil.
Nah, but please do that.
But, I mean, if you can do that on a consistent basis, which you should be able to bunt the ball on a consistent basis, it's easy. There's no more shift.
That's what's coming, too. I think that's where the hitter will make the adjustment.
That's fine.
Pretty soon.
We saw that crazy picture on Twitter of the Joey Votto shift, where there was literally nobody on the left side of the field.
Right.
Everybody was on the right, and he still grounded out into the right side of the field.
Yep. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating to watch. Totally frustrating. It's frustrating, I'm sure, for the hitters. You have it's almost ruined a guy like Brian McCann, who is a huge fan, fan favorite down here in Atlanta.
He went to Yankee Stadium. He was awful.
Well, the shift started.
Right.
And he was around a 300 career, hitter, and now he's batting like 240 because he just grounded in the shift all the time.
Shift.
No, we'll see what happens with Clemson baseball. We'll see what happens with the shift, but it's an interesting conversation.
Remember that Kenny says it's shift work. 9-3, 3-7, 11-7. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
Welcome back to Cooter and Pork Rind Show.
Welcome back to Cooter and Pork Rind Show. In a second, we'll make a prank phone call. But up next, another Kenny Chesney song about a beach and a beer. All right, well, we got to take a short break. You can get up on the bar and sing any more songs? Let me ask something, seriously.
Yeah.
Are your days of climbing on a bar and leading the entire bar into a song, are those days behind you, or will there be other days like that? Will that still be part of your future?
You'll never say never to things.
Yeah.
But, I don't envision myself doing that. All
right. I'm glad to hear it. Are the days of Will Huss kicking your butt in a shooting sport clay competition?
I'm waiting on him and Macklin.
Macklin.
Those bums.
Macklin looks like he'd be great at sport clay.
he looks like it because you're afraid to tell him he would be terrible at it.
No, I can tell him he's terrible at golf.
Is he?
I would think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think he'd be very good at softball.
I'm sure if he runs into one in softball, that thing going for an orbit.
He don't scare me in softball.
He doesn't scare me in shooting.
I don't know.
Isn't he from Ohio originally?
North Carolina. I don't know about originally. I know he played up in North Carolina.
I think he's got an Ohio number.
He looks like he could run a trot line.
He's never been outdoors. What are you talking about? No, he lives up in the big city of Greenville.
No.
He's a city slicker.
No, uh-uh.
He looks like he run a trot line.
Yeah, he can do that. Hey, my friends at Trail, though, Will Hustle to Get Grass, TREHEL.com, TREHEL.com. When you think about Trail, I want you to go look at what people say about it. Ask around. Do some research on bills and ask around, hey, man, how was your experience? Read these letters of recommendation. They brought this book out one time when I was over there. And this has been years ago, of this huge, massive files of people writing in reviews after they use them. And time and time again, I flip through them time and time again. It's like, what a pleasure. The great relationships. We have new friends now. These people are amazing now. They saved our project. We saved all kinds of money. They did this on budget, on time. Normally, whenever you talk about building anything, here's what you're going to get, Zach Orman, Store 24. Delays, over budget, change orders, lawsuits. That doesn't happen with Trail. Find out why. The better building process works. Single source delivery works. Find out why those things are non-existent when you talk about Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. My good friend Joel Brawley explains to you why you shouldn't gamble. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Bramlick here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Bramlick Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Bramlick Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm in a great mood because of Katichi at Katichi.com. And, man, we're going to get down there. And if it doesn't rain, we'll get down there and have a good time down at Katichi. Some friends of mine went, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And they said, Mickey, for the first time ever, you told the truth. Went, oh, really? Yeah, the greens were amazing. The golf course was amazing, and the food was amazing. Take a day to go down. It's really, you could do it. I've done it before. I've left afternoon, like left about 1 o'clock, get down there about 1:30, 1:45, tee off at 2, get done at 5:30, be back here in time for dinner. So that's great from here. Those listening over in the Northeast Georgia area, sneak over. It is a beautiful piece of property. I want to encourage you this. If you have any big meetings set up, if you have any, you know, any kind of friends coming in town and you don't want to have a place to put them up or don't have a place to put them up, whatever, they've got awesome accommodations there in their cottages, in their lake house, in their beautiful home that they have there as well. And you're going to absolutely love. They're just a weekend getaway. Stay and play packages going on right now at Katichi. To find out more, call my good friend Shannon and call my good friend Greg. Let Charlie and Kelly and all the folks know that you heard about it here and go down and have a really, really enjoyable time. It's hard to have a bad day. I always say a bad day on a golf course is better than a good day at work. Well, there is no such thing as a bad day at Katichi because it's just fun and it's great and it's a beautiful piece of property. It's just nice to get out there and play golf. Nice not to have to worry about hitting people's backyards. You know, that's awfully cool. So good friends at Katichi and Katichi.com. All right. I wanted to touch on this. My very good friend, Dr. Joel Brawley, who is a longtime mathematics professor here at Clemson, an honorary class member of 1939. Actually, Dr. Brawley played baseball at NC State years ago. And But he's been here at Clemson since the 60s. I think I'm right with saying that. Came here, came to Clemson in 1965 and is has won all kinds of awards, including the State of South Carolina Professor of the Year. And just done all kinds of great things here. In 2001, by the way, the governor's Professor of the Year. He's a mathematics professor. Has a good time in his classes with guitars and teaching that way and through songs and stuff like that. Here's what I'm telling you. He gives me these little things to think about all the time, like free throw shooting percentages. And he told me this about gambling. And I don't have the exact odds here for you. But the point is that when the odds are stacked against you, the more you bet, the better chances you have to lose more money. And not meaning more money, the more often you bet. For instance, the odds on a roulette table are about 47% if you go simply red or black, because you've got either one or two green spots on there. You've got 36 numbers. You've got 18 red, 18 black, and you've got either one or two green on there. I think there's a European model, and I don't know a whole lot about roulette, but the green is what throws you off. It's not a 50-50 bet. So he does this number, and I don't have the exact numbers, but does this thing that if you had $100,000, and in order to save your life, you had to get to $200,000, the odds of you betting $1,000, are you following this, Zachor? The odds of you betting $1,000 each roll and getting to either $200,000 or down to zero, it's a 98.9% chance, something like that you go to zero. Because it's only 47% chance that you win. That's with one green. It goes down like 42 if you have two greens. The more you bet, the more chances you're going to lose. If you're betting on a football game,
yep,
and the juice is 10%, then I think I'm wrong saying you got to win 55% to break even. You got to win 56% of games to win.
What's the juice?
10%.
What's the juice?
Oh, the VIG. That's what you play. If you bet $100 on a game, if you win, you win $100. If you lose, you lose $110. So obviously the odds are against you winning. And the more you play, the more you lose. So even though we will be legalizing gambling in certain states, wherever you listen to me right now, I'm just telling you, don't do it. Now, what we will hear from all of our friends out there is, well, I went to Vegas and I won $2,000. Yeah. No one ever says, hey, but let me tell you about my Vegas trip last week. I got the crap beat out of me, man. I am in big time financial trouble right now. Yep. And boy, oh boy, I owe somebody. Nobody ever says that. It's good friends of mine lost like $90,000 to a bookie, man. The guy was looking for him and it wasn't good. Nobody ever tells those stories you tell about. Hey, man, I tell you, I took the Cowboys this weekend and I won $500. I hit on 5 out of 7 and went, no. They don't tell. Nobody's going to brag about how much they lost. Sure. And let me tell you this. People are losing.
Of course they are.
And occasionally someone will have a hot streak. And they'll remember the hot streak. Say, well, that ain't nothing, man. Last year I won. No, last year you didn't win. But if you even want to believe that, that's fine. Believe it. But the other 9 of the other 10 years you lost, it's set up for you to lose.
It's about, for me, it's the same thing as drinking, right? If you drink, and you've made this point a couple of times, if you drink a glass of wine, it has health benefits for you, right?
Some doctors say that. Now, I don't know that, but sure. I've read where some doctors say for cholesterol, for whatever. Yeah.
For the purpose of this conversation, let's say it has health benefits for you. If you make a bet that is a smart bet, you can have success gambling and betting. You can.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Because there's people that do that, that can hold and limit themselves to one bet.
Here's what I'm telling you.
But
there's such a thing as a smart bet.
Most people can't do that. It's a risk. Everything's a risk, obviously, with betting. Right. But there's better chances of you to have success with certain things and limiting your action. But most people can't do it. They get a taste of success, or they want to make up for what happened, and they blow more money.
I will tell you this. If you're going to bet on a game, mm-hmm. you're going to bet football, you're best off betting one game.
Yeah.
And but if you need $5,000, you got $2,000, say, hey, man, they're going to repossess my car unless I'm paying $5,000. And if you think, oh, gambling's the only way to do it, you're best off taking $2,500 and betting on one football game rather than taking $2,500 or taking $1,000 betting on five games.
Sure.
You're not going to win those games. You're not going to beat them five times. They want you to bet more.
And again, you're listening in South Carolina. You can't do it in South Carolina. You can do it in West Virginia, New Jersey, PA, and Mississippi are the four states that are looking at it to do it quickly.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, got a lot more to do when you return. We'd love for you to return.